From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. You've probably heard of four of this year's five Oscar contenders for Best Animated Feature. There's Coraline, Up, Fantastic Mr. Fox, and The Princess and the Frog. But the fifth film is largely unknown to American audiences. That's because The Secret of Kells is Irish, and it hasn't yet opened here. But Bob Mondello got a sneak peek.
When I say The Secret of Kells harks back to an earlier style of drawing, I don't just mean pre-digital animation. I mean the kind of drawing that monks did in the Middle Ages, those curlicued borders and ornate letters they hand-painted in holy books. Ireland's Book of Kells, for instance, a 9th-century volume that took many monks, many years, to illuminate, apparently with an excited 10-year-old apprentice named Brendan looking on.
Tell me, Brendan, would you like to help me?
Oh, yes, please! I help the brothers find quills all the time.
Calm down, little brother. The book is a beacon in these dark days of the Northmen. Do you want to see the most beautiful page? The one that will turn darkness into light?
The old monk opens the volume and flips through it to a blank page.
It is to be the key row page.
Is to be, if they can complete it before the abbey is overrun by Viking barbarians, those Northmen he mentioned. The abbot, who happens to be Brendan's uncle, wants his monks to stop their illustrating and start building protective battlements, an idea that's not popular with the artists.
Uncle just wants to protect us from the outside. When the Northmen come to Kells...
Prepare or meet your doom.
It is not funny. The abbot sees us. He is not happy because we are not working on the wall.
There were enough of that. What about the books? Does he not value them?
If there were no books, all knowledge would be lost for eternity.
This qualifies as a pretty heady idea in a kid flick world that mostly deals with talking frogs, singing chipmunks, and balloon trips. That medieval monks protected knowledge is historical, of course, helped Europe rebuild after the Dark Ages. But you wouldn't want the film to spend all its time on that. So Brendan slips out into the woods, where he meets a helpful sprite and a nasty monster, giving the animators a chance to play with form and format until the Vikings attack. The visual style the filmmakers have chosen is striking and quite beautiful at times, but deliberately flat, like pictures in a medieval manuscript. No 3D trickery, no moving backgrounds, trees are stylized, people geometric. One monk's essentially a curve with a bald patch. And movement is as primitive as in Saturday morning cartoons. When you think that at the Oscars, The Secret of Kells is going up against Up, its chances seem hopeless, and probably are. But you know, there's something kind of captivating about a film that's been painstakingly drawn to glorify the craft of illustration, that's not all jokes and slapstick, and that's comfortable using retro techniques because what else makes sense for bringing to life the gold and scarlet ornamentation in ancient manuscripts? I confess I actually choked up when that ornamentation came briefly to life in the film's final moments. Low tech, but high art. The secret to The Secret of Kells. I'm Bob Mondello.